So I've been reading this book. It's called The Book of Joy, given to me by one of my friends in Arlington. And it's an interview between the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. And if you know about their lives, the Dalai Lama had been exiled from Tibet for many years. And Desmond Tutu was one of the instrumental people that brought South Africa from a very restrictive government into a fully inclusive and a fully more understandable and a more just government. And both of them suffered exile, suffered a lot of trials and hardship. And so Douglas Abram in this book tried to interview them, how do they find their joy? So, you know, the Dalai Lama is a Buddhist, and Desmond Tutu is a Christian. And in this interview, they came to a very almost clear understanding of what brings joy. But there are also some differences in there that I would like to bring up to you. So the Dalai Lama said, to seek happiness and pleasure in this world, it's like drinking salt water and expect to be not thirsty. Think about that. To seek happiness and pleasure in this world, it's like drinking salt water and expect not to be thirsty. And he said the problem with our world is that we are seeking happiness. And happiness is temporary. It's passing by, it's not real, and it's ever-changing. Happiness is like a trend. It's like the stock market, changes always. What modern people need to seek for is joy. Joy is different because joy is much more than happiness. Happiness come and go, but joy remains. And just like today, the Samaritan woman asked the Lord Jesus to give her true water that do not make her thirst, because she spent her whole life seeking happiness and she found nothing. So the Lord Jesus today gave her the option and the opportunity to find joy. And how did he invite her to find that joy? He said, everyone who drinks this water, happiness, will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So joy is based on the promise of Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, and the love of Jesus Christ who have given to us. So what is the definition of joy? According to the dictionary, joy is a state of mind and an orientation of the heart. It is a settled state of contentment, confidence, and hope. So it's a state of mind and an orientation of the heart. So it's much more than our feelings, much more than our emotions. It's a willingness to be content, to have confidence in something, and to have sure hope in someone. Not such to be changed by every single moment, every single trend, every single ups and downs of life. Joy is something that is deep from within. But since Buddhism, I know Buddhism well because all of my mom's side, my uncles, my aunts are Buddhists, so I grew up with Buddhism. Buddhism is very negative in this outlook of life, because in Buddhism, the Buddha had said, life is full of suffering. So how do we escape suffering? By doing good in order to escape the cycle of reincarnation, to escape karma. And if we're not careful, karma become really self-serving. You have heard and you have seen people said on the internet and elsewhere, oh, you better do good things or else karma gonna come back and bite your butt, right? But then you see, there are people that have not been bitten by karma. So karma, in a way, is not working at all times. That there are people who are not being bitten in their butt by karma itself. So why? Why do we do good things? We do good things not because we expect something good back in return. We do goodness because we are full of compassion. We are full of love. We are full of kindness. We have to will the good of the other because God has willed the good of us. We love other people because God has loved us first. We don't love them. We don't do good things for them because we expect something in return. We don't expect good karma to come back to us. We love someone because God has loved us first. Joy is found in someone. Not a theory, not something to be chased, not something to be grasped. So Buddhism, you and I only do good things. We are kind, we are compassionate. We will the good of others so that we can reduce their sufferings. We become selfless because all of us share the same fate, share the same suffering in this life. And the best that we can do is to help each other to get out of this suffering, to get out of reincarnation, and to have the state of nothingness, which is called nirvana. So Buddhism begins and ends with us because Buddhism do not believe in God. Because it's a way of life, it's a philosophy. Buddhism begins and ends with us. We are the one who have to will the goodness of other people. We are the one who have to be compassionate. We are the one who have to be kind because we all share the same fate. We are all filled with suffering. So we're in the same place already. The best we can do is help each other through it. But Christianity is deeper because our belief is that joy comes from God. Joy comes from God. And how do we know joy? It's because He had loved us first. And that is what we have heard in the second reading today. God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ had died for us. The reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. While we are still sinners, Christ had died for us. While we are still messed up, God continued to love us. And while we are still struggling, He continued to shower His grace upon us. So that's why we find joy. We find contentment, confidence, and sure hope in Him who will never abandon us. It is a deeper reality because we believe not in something. We believe in someone. We believe in God. And our joy comes from God. Our joy is founded in communion with God. And that communion with God, that relationship, that friendship with God overflows because love cannot be contained. That love of God needs to overflow into our love for other people. We care for our brothers and sisters not because we want good karma, not because we want good things back in return. We care for them because they are also made in the same image and likeness of God. We care for them because they are our brothers and sisters and they are created by God. So Christian joy is based on God, based on someone that provides and gives us that happiness, that joy, that deep from within, not the things of this changing world. And that is why I named my little Dachshund Joy. When I found out that I was going to be made pastor, I said, oh, shoot. It's going to be a hard life. So I asked one of my priest friends to go down to Mexico, to go down to the state of Chihuahua and get me a dashan. So Joy was smuggled in. No, she had paperwork, okay? But I chose a particular breed, dashan, because, as you know, number one, they look cute, but they're not cute. Don't let them deceive you. They're very hard-headed. They're very hard-headed and stubborn. So I named Joy Joy because I want to remind myself first that I need to have joy each day. And she is the reminder of joy for me. But I named her Joy and got myself a dashan because they're hard-headed and stubborn. So I cannot ask or expect joy to easily be given. I have to find joy in the present moment. That's why I have a dashan. So Joy challenged me a lot. Because sometimes I call her, arr, she just look at me. She won't come over. And when I try to tell her something, she won't follow sometimes. Yes, I know I spoiled her. But she also remind me that again, joy is not according to what I want. I have to find joy in the present moment. Even at times, it's not according to what I want. So it go back to that contentment, to that confidence, and that hope, that attitude, that orientation in life that comes from the heart. So I'm asking you, my brothers and sisters, how are you and I finding joy? Are we expecting happiness at each moment? Do we want to be filled all the time with emotional and feelings that give us pleasure? Or are we seeking joy? If you and I only want happiness, then we're in the wrong religion. I cannot give you happiness. I cannot give you ways to make you happy. But if you want to find joy, I know who can give you joy. Jesus Christ is the source of joy for you and I. We have seen people whom we deeply respect, people who have deep faith. Do their lives always turn out well? No. My grandmother, woman of faith, her life was full of struggles, of hardships, but she always had joy because she knows who she believes in. We always want the gift of faith. We always want what the elderly or the people who have gone before us have, but we don't want to work for it. We want it to be readily given. We want is instantaneous. We want things our way. And perhaps that's the wrong way of approaching it. Joy requires us to die to ourselves, to depend on God, to trust in Him, and to change our life so that our life orient, fixed on Him, and that our mind always seek Him and His will. So my brothers and sisters, for this Lent, I pray and I hope that I don't sell you false promise or false happiness, but I wish and pray that you will find true joy. The joy in the midst of your sufferings, in the midst of your loss, in the midst of your struggles, in the midst of your hunger, in the midst of your thirstiness, in the midst of everything that go on in your life. Find joy in Jesus Christ. Learn how to be content. Learn to struggle with Him. Learn to love Him. Learn to be faithful with Him, even when we don't get what we want. When we don't get what we want, perhaps we slowly becoming, transforming, converting, and changing our lives so that we become more like Him.